most of the service providers resorted to, especially their shipping lines, resorted to manual means of releasing our consignments. One area that was really bad was the banks, where we're unable to pay duty, at least as of Friday. Okay, so once you're not able to pay, you cannot continue with the rest of the processes. And so as of this morning, we are still monitoring the situation to see whether, I mean, the banks have found an alternative for us to be able to pay the duty. But for this morning, we envision that since the announcement has come that we are going to be in this for the next 5 weeks, I'm sure that most of the service providers will find a way to alleviate any delays that will come, and for which reason there will be things like the demurrages and the rent and the rest. So this morning we are monitoring the situations, particularly with the banks and then with the terminals and then the lines. They are at least alternative, so-called like permanent kind of alternative for the next 5 weeks. Loss in terms of increments in the cost of doing business, okay, because every delay you have a ripple effect. So at the ports, you are likely to bear demurrages, rent, and storage. And then we are hoping that with the situation, at least some of the service provided, like the shipping lines, the terminals, will be considerate, okay, and then waive any extra charge that will, or any delays, the cost related to any delays that will occur. And it's something that we are hoping that the Ghana Shippers Authority would take the lead in this and ensure that traders or importers don't really have to suffer to pay demurrages as a result of this general internet bit.